Last week, Sarah Police, Manager of Digital Media and Technology from Media Access Australia, attending Connecting Up 2011, a conference about how non-profit organisations can use technology to do what they do better. Now, today, Sarah joins us to tell us about her experience at Connecting Up 2011, including her presentation about web accessibility. Welcome, Sarah.
Thanks very much, Roberta.
Tell us more about the Connecting Up conference, Sarah.
The conference brings non-profits together to discuss how new technologies can improve what they are trying to achieve. There was almost 400 attendees at the conference, and they came from a really diverse range of sectors. The topics that were discussed range from how all the different forms of social media can be used to communicate to the different types of software that non-profits can use in their day-to-day activities. A really strong message that came through the conference was that technology is just a tool. Just like a spade can be used to, say, shovel dirt, technology can be used to support the goals of the organisation. Of course, my line was that the spade must be accessible.
So why is web accessibility important to nonprofits?
Web accessibility is important to nonprofits for a number of reasons. And during the conference, I spoke to a lot of people about this. For many, their audiences include people with disabilities, and those organisations are extremely conscious of making their websites accessible. Other people also mentioned social responsibility, and also that accessibility means increased usability for all their audiences, not just people with a particular disability. Other reasons that were mentioned included that accessibility can positively benefit your search engine ranking. Now, while this is only a byproduct of accessibility and is not the main objective, this argument often appeals to management who may, you know, need a little bit of convincing.
What was the response like at your session about web accessibility?
I actually had a really good turnout at my session, including some people who I met in the first day at the conference and who, after talking to me, wanted to know more about web accessibility. So that's always a really good outcome. In my presentation, I introduced web accessibility and talked about the different disabilities people may have, such as vision, hearing, mobility, or cognition. I then looked at the international laws and policies and the impact they had in changing the perception of web accessibility and actually creating more accessible websites. It was really heartening to hear that people talked about web accessibility as a basic human right.
What are some of the challenges then that nonprofits are facing?
One of the major challenges that are being faced by nonprofits are how to make their websites accessible when often they can't afford to either employ an accessibility specialist to come in and actually assist them. Add to this the fact there aren't a whole lot of web designers and developers out there or companies that have a really good understanding of how to create an accessible website. And actually really becomes quite difficult for nonprofits to, you know, employ third parties that are actually going to create accessible websites. The key thing for me is that many are trying to teach themselves about web accessibility, so they're not just giving up and saying it's too hard. They're doing the best they can, but most aren't actually sure if their websites are completely accessible because they just don't have that level of expertise.
Would there then be room for training, say, from a non-profit organisation?
Yeah, look, there's certainly room for training. Accessibility actually comes in different parts of the website process. So it comes, well, first thing is to consider it up front, you know, so when you're starting designing and developing the website. And then it's also a case of maintenance. So for the content managers who are actually uploading content and updating the website, it's also that they know about, you know, how to upload content that is accessible.
That's a conversation for another time, I think, Sarah.
Oh, it certainly is, and a big one at that.
Well, we will keep that one in mind because I think it's extremely important. Well, thanks for talking with us today, Sarah.
Thank you.
The Media Access Australia website has a stack of practical resources on technologies for access to television, DVD, cinema, the arts, education, computing, and the internet. Visit Media Access Australia's website at mediaaccess.org.au. Alternatively, if you have a question, you can email Media Access Australia at info@mediaaccess.org.au or call 02 9212 6242. That's 02 9212 6242 for more information. And I've been speaking to Sarah Police, Manager of Digital Media and Technology for Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.